sir.
Yeah. There's no use of running a refrigerator and making it get all loaded with defrost when you don't need it. You can cut it off and let it defrost itself and then cut it back, and you never get all that load on it.
That's right.
Yeah. What's this, white in color here?
Huh? I didn't read what the riot was all about there. I read about that boy riding that motorcycle here in town and killed himself.
Oh.
He went black slap dab into a car. 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Well, what about Brown now? Are you going to invite Brown in?
Yes. I'm gonna have brown in it.
Yep.
And now I tell you, between me and you, cause we're talking, we're gonna talk to everybody like we're talking here. But now you know this. I like brown. Brown's a good sorrow for it, I know, and I respect what you know as well as I do.
Yeah.
Now, you know the way, here's something. You see, now when we was in his house, now he knowed me and you, but he didn't know Lee McLeod.
Yeah.
Well, I think he done too much talking in front of a man he didn't know. Man, Brown trusted a lot of people.
Yeah.
He figures everybody's good. And you know, when he was down there by Florida churches and everything, and sure, I don't think he ought to send all that to McLeod. Now, what do you think about it?
That's exactly the way I felt about it, too. And I didn't talk about it anymore after we left there either.
No, I know you didn't, see. And I see these things come to my mind. See, McLeod, I don't know McLeod too well. And Brown never seen him before in his life, as I know of. And you know, you see his boy, Jackie, didn't open his mouth. He just sat there and listened. Jack talk, he's a very quiet boy.
Yeah.
But Brown just seems I guess he just got by with his dad, which he don't care.
Yeah.
That's the way I know. But he made, he come out there with all that stuff about going over there to Atlanta, carrying that stuff, showing how to operate and all that. But of course, I didn't want to say nothing to him. I didn't have a chance. But I don't think that's a good idea for us for people to discuss that kind of things in front of private streets. Now, what do you think about it?
No, he should operate that the same he does the rest of it.
That's right. Damn right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you take like the Birmingham.
Any kind of conclusions they come up with, why that's them coming up with it, not him.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't give them anything.
That's right. No, he didn't. Well, he didn't
just
give
like
them
me at home there. Folks want to know, Joe, where do you get all your information? I said, well, I get it. That's what you're interested in.
Yeah, that's
right. That's as far as it goes, see. And the same guy to turn around and give me some information, yet they don't know where I'm getting my information, see?
Yeah.
Same guy that asked me where I get my information, turn around and give me information, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, of course, I realize that.
That's the way you got to operate.
That's right. Well, that's what I say. I mean, you're going to take Brown in, Brown's going to be one of the head men behind you, then you have got to try to talk with Brown a little bit and tell him, you know, don't mess up or nothing.
No,
but you gotta be a little more conscientious. I mean, on the especially these bombings and killings and things like that. I mean, he comes right out
We've got to let him understand that that's his operation and not ours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We don't care if he wants to go to Birmingham and blow up the church. That's it.
If he wants to blow up the national capital, that's right with me. I'll go with him, but it's not just a party though.
No, that's right.
The individuals.
Well, I mean, if you want to go over there and help him blow it up, that's not the party.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
You got to make him understand that.
Yeah.
Because
there is a party movement, and there's also an individual movement.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're distinct and separate.
Yeah, well, then you have to make him understand that.
Yeah.
Because right there, he didn't exactly admit it, but Jesus Christ, he intimated. He indicated that he backed the bombing and killing the niggers in the church in Birmingham. Well, you know damn well we don't want nobody talking like that.
Can't afford it.
Well, you know damn well that bad talk, especially somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, he could have said that to me and you'd have been all right, but it's me and you there.
That's right.
But to go to work like he said it in front of Lee McLeod, what the hell is
Well, I think he took the idea that Lee wouldn't be with us if he wasn't all right. But that's still not enough.
No, hell no, that's not no good. I mean, at least before he made all this statement, he should have called you outside or had consulted about this man a little bit, you know.
Got to have your reservations, you know.
That's right, yeah. Or hell, I mean. But I mean, he didn't say these things in any way to try to get us in any trouble.
Oh, no.
Because the only one to be in trouble is him.
Yeah.
He was only confessing on his damn self. He wasn't confessing on us. Because we hadn't done a damn.
You and I would not get up there on the stand and say that he told us a cotton picking thing either.
Oh, well, he knows that, but how about the other man?
That's right, I say.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He didn't know about that.
And I'll tell you something, you take like Kenneth Adams over there, he's a mean damn man, like he told you, but I know you're a real fan of the guy he's sending you to. Mm-hmm. Well, Kenneth is really mean. And of course, the way Brown indicated that they wrote the niggas, well, we don't care about that.
No.
I'd rather he wouldn't even tell us these stories. That See?
Yeah, what you don't know, you sure can't repeat.
Yeah. And so that's the setup we're in now. I mean, we have to work with them. But as I say, let them operate their growings. Like you said, if you want to go with them, that's your opinion. You say you go to Washington with him and grow if he wants to go, but not the party.
I got a man there in the head of the an underground of his own up there in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
And since I worked on the Supreme Court, he wanted me to give the layout of it so that they could go over there and do some things there, you know.
Yeah.
But he called it off. I don't know why. I didn't even ask him why.
Mm-hmm.
That was his affair. But he called it off. See?
Yeah.
But I was ready to go with him.
Yeah. Lord of heaven.
Give him the damn information he wanted.
Well, you worked on the Supreme Court.
Oh, 3.5 years, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. That's why he wanted you to go, probably, to give him a look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, them things has got to be done, I mean, outside, just like you said, a party. And we got to be mighty careful who the hell we let know anything.
Yeah.
Now, here's one thing that you got to realize. You're transporting dynamite across state lines of federal offense.
Well, there's a way to beat that, you know. All you gotta do is pull up to the state line there, unload it there, you know, and slide it across there, and then pick that car up just across the line there, and put it in, go ahead. They can't accuse you of transporting that. So you didn't do it. I've done the same way with a woman.
Well,
I had a woman that was gonna frame me on that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the state line. I said, listen, Tuts, this is the state line here. I'll meet you over there. Get out. Got out and walked across the line, got my car near the state there. So I didn't transport her across that line, see?
Yeah.
What the fuck did she get in there? And I had her ass a long time.
See? Yeah, well, you had her there.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, I was talking to a boy yesterday, and he was in Athens, Georgia, and I heard what he told me. He said they had two colored people working in that drugstore, and that them, they went in the basement and clamped them small pipes, I guess they're copper together, and let that thing accumulate and load that drugstore and kill this, you know. He told me that is. You think that's right?
It could have happened that way.
Well, that's what he told me, and he's in town right now.
And who did it?
Well,
they think these niggers did it?
No, they didn't kill the niggers because they had two niggers working in the place, what he told me. And he's in town now, and he's from Chattanooga. And he knows Brown, he knows all of them, and his uncle's in the clan there. And he's a young boy, he's been in the Marines, but he really knows his business. And he went down and looked, and he told me that's what happened. So he's been involved in quite a few little bit of stuff, according to his story around Nashville, Chattanooga, and in Georgia. I have no reason not to believe him because he told me too much about ground operation not to
yeah.
talk.
Yeah. Where you take this boy here, this Condom against this boy up there in Union, New Jersey. Of course, he doesn't go to anything like that, but he's on our side.
Yeah.
And he's the one who puts out that common sense.
Yeah, he's putting it out now.
And he's an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
And darn, he's all man, too.
Well, now, you see, we talk to these other people. Now, it exactly, you made up your mind that you're going to use the Constitutional Party as the front.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have...
States rights. Constitutional Party, states rights.
Yeah. And then you're going to have the board strictly be secret. You know, nobody will be exposed except you.
Yeah.
See, because when we talk to them today, you want to know exactly what to tell them, where it's going to operate.
And we got to get up and set up a little fund there to get it operating.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Of course, I'm going to devote my time to it. I don't have any idea of getting elected to that city commission here, but I'm just making it cost them faster. It cost them, as it is, between $1,500 and $2,000 to beat me before. I want to make it cost them another couple $1,000. They want to get rid of me, they buy my fucking property, and I'll get out of the damn town, see? And
Other words, you can't give it up.
In other words, they'll save money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that out in one of the damn bulletins there. See? Yeah, bulletins. Put out these little bulletins, like just typewriter page, 8 1/2 by 11. And, brother, don't you think they ain't waiting for them? Craig, God, when I don't put them out, Joe, where's the bulletin? Thank you.
like putty or something that you can stick it up, and it's a small fuse, and you can stick it right into the thing. Now, he told me, he said, I think that's what happened at the church in Birmingham, that they just stuck this stuff, jumped out of stuff under the step with a short fuse and went on about the business. Well, that's what he told me. Yeah, this boy's pretty smart on that night. Demolition, is that what you call it?
That demolition. Organization.
Well, I'm gonna talk with him some more.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk with him some more and find out a lot more about his operation, and because he knows a hell of a lot.
We need a guy like that around too. Anywhere we can put my finger on him when we want him.
Yeah. Well, you've got somebody up in that country now if you really
need to. We're going to have to get that nasty. We're going to have to get nasty first place.
We get nasty, okay.
Yeah.
And you got the
nasty. We got to be ready. We got to be sitting on go, too.
Yeah, that's right.
There ain't no countdown to it. We just got to be sitting on go.
Yeah.
See? Countdown, they can come and they can move in on you. Sitting on go, they can't.
Yeah.
Countdown's all right in a slow prepared operation, but emergency operation, you got to be sitting on go.
Boy, if that Kennedy gets shot, we got to know where we at.
Yeah.
Well, you know, boy, that would be a real shaker to do that.
And they wouldn't leave any stone unturned there at all. No way.
Oh, hell no.
And they'll pick up somebody within hours after. Anything like that would happen.
Oh, yeah.
Just to throw the public off.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, somebody's going to have to go to jail if he gets knocked.
Yeah. Just like that Bruno Hoffman in that Lindbergh case, you know.
Yeah. Let me see if we got to get Keith. See Andrew. Here's something for me. Just read.
I haven't read it yet.
There's a was called threat to consider. This is Fort Lauderdale last night. Open convention. Made by this fellow Buckley, see?
The hell if I don't even drive. Damn, I got down there and hearing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was yesterday's kickoff. Now, here's Florida Republican Congress William C. Kramer was slated to address the rally later today. He will be followed by such conservative favorites as Senator Strom Thurmond and John G. Towers of Texas and former Senator William Nolan of California. That's the night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, here it is. Just see. Now, we're going to, you're going to take Kenny, Kenneth, what you go to lab name?
Dog?
Yeah, you're going to take him in.
Yeah.
He's one of the hardcore, supposed to be a hardcore underground. Well, you're going to invite him into that too?
Yeah.
Well, what about Brown now? You're going to invite Brown in? You're going to have Brown in there.
Yep.
And, now, I'll tell you, between me and you, because we're talking, we're going to talk to everybody like we're talking here. But now, you know this. I like Brown. Brown's a good fellow, for what I know, and I respect what you know as well as I do.
Yeah.
Now, you know the way, here's something. You see, now, when we was in his house, now, he knows me and you. But he didn't know Lee McCloud.
Yeah.
Well, I think he done too much talking in front of a man he didn't know. Man, Brown trusted a lot of people.
Yeah.
He figures everybody's good. And you know, when he was telling there about blowing up churches and everything, and sure, well, I don't think he ought to send all that in front of McCloud. Now, what do you think
about
it?
That's exactly the way I felt about it, too. And I didn't talk about it anymore after we left there either.
No, I know you didn't, see. And I see these things come to my mind. See, McCloud is. I don't know McCloud too well, and Brown never seen him before in his life, as I know of. And you know, you see his boy Jackie didn't open his mouth. He just sat there and listened. Jack talked. He's a very quiet boy.
Yeah.
But Brown just seems I guess he just got by with his dad, which he don't care.
Yeah.
That's the way I know. But he made he come out there with all that stuff about going over there to Atlanta, carrying that stuff, showing how to operate and all that. Well, of course, I didn't want to say nothing to him. I didn't have a chance. But I don't think that's a good idea for us for people to discuss that kind of things in front of the street. Now, what do you think about it?
No, he should operate that the same he does the rest of it.
That's right. Damn right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you take like the Birmingham.
Any conclusions they come up with by that same coming up with.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't give him anything.
That's right. No, he didn't
give him anything. Just like me at home there. Folks want to know, Joe, where do you get all your information? I said, well, I get it. That's what you're interested in.
Yeah, that's
as far as it goes, see. And the same guy to turn around and give me some information, yet they don't know where I'm getting my information, see.
Yeah.
Same guy that asked me where I get my information, turn around and give me information, see.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, of course, I realize that.
That's the way you got to operate.
That's right. Well, that's what I say. You're going to take Brown in. Brown's going to be one of the head men behind you. Then you have got to try to talk with Brown a little bit and tell him, you know, don't insult him or nothing.
No, but
you got to be a little more conscientious. I mean, on the especially these bombings and killings and things like that. I mean, he comes right out with
it. We've got to let him understand that that's his operation and not ours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We don't care if he wants to go to Birmingham and throw the church. That's it.
If he wants to go up to National Capital, that's right with me. I'll go with him, but it matters the party, though.
No, that's right.
The individuals.
Well, I mean, if you want to go with him and help him blow it up, that's not the party.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
You got to make him understand that.
Yeah.
There is a
party movement, and there's also an individual movement.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're distinct and separate.
Yeah, well, then you have to make him understand that.
Yeah.
Because right there, he didn't... exactly a minute, but Jesus Christ, he intimated, he right there, he indicated that he backed the bombing and killing the niggers in the church in Birmingham. Well, you know damn well we don't want nobody talking like that.
Can't afford it.
Well, you know damn well that's bad talk, especially somebody they don't know.
Yeah,
he could have said that to me and you'd have been all right, but it's me and you there.
That's right.
But to go to work like he said it in front of Lee McCloud, what the hell is
Well, I think he took the idea that Lee wouldn't be with us if he wasn't all right. But that's still not enough.
No, hell no, that's not no good. I mean, at least before he made all this statement, he should have called you outside or had consulted about this man a little bit, you know.
Got to have your reservations, you know.
That's right, yeah. Oh, hell, I mean. But I mean, he didn't say these things in any way to try to get us in any trouble.
Oh, no.
Because the only one to be in trouble is him.
Yeah.
He was only confessing on his damn self. He wasn't confessing on us. Because we hadn't done a damn thing.
You and I would not get up there on the stand and say that he told us a cotton picking thing either.
Oh, well, he knows that, but how about the other man?
That's right, I said.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He didn't know about that.
And I'll tell you something, you take like Kenneth Adams over there, he's a mean damn man, like he told you, but I know you've been a guy he's sending you to. Well, Kenneth is really mean. And of course, the way Brown indicated that they wrote the niggas, well, we don't care about that.
No.
I'd rather he wouldn't even tell us these stories that
That's
they
right.
did this, see?
Yeah, what you don't know, you sure can't repeat.
Yeah. And so that's the setup we're in now. I mean, we have to work with them. And, but as I say, let them operate their growings. Like you said, if you want to go with them, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
You say you go to Washington with him and grow if you want to go, but not the party.
I got a man there named, that's ahead of an underground of his own up there in Delaware. I worked on the Supreme Court. He wanted me to give him the layout of it so that they could go over there and do some things there, you know.
Yeah.
And but he called it off. I don't know why. I didn't even ask him why.
Mm-hmm.
That was his affair. But he called it off, see.
Yeah.
But I was ready to go with him.
Yeah. Load
the
hell out.
Give him the damn information he wanted, see.
Well, you worked on the Supreme Court.
Oh, 3.5 years, yeah.
Oh, well, that's right. That's why he wanted you to go, probably, to give him the layout. Well, them things has got to be done, I mean, outside, just like you said, a party. And we got to be mighty careful who the hell we let know anything to.
Yeah.
Now, here's one thing that you got to realize. You're transporting dynamite across state lines is a federal offense.
Yeah.
See? And you better let them know that, suppose I tell you one of those.
Well, there's a way to beat that, you know. All you got to do is pull up to the state line here. Unload it there, you know, and they slide it across there and then pick that car up just across the line there and put it in. Go ahead. They can't accuse you of transporting that. So you did do it. I've done the same way with a woman.
Well,
I had a woman that was going to frame me on that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the state line. I said, listen, Dutch, this is the state line here. I'll meet you over there. Get out. She got out and walked across the line, got my car near the state there. So I didn't transport her across that line, see.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you get in there? And I had her ass a long time.
See? Yeah, well, you had her there.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, there was I was talking to a boy yesterday, and he was in Athens, Georgia, and he told me they had two colored people working in that drugstore, and that they went in the basement and clamped them small pipes, I guess, of copper together, and let that thing accumulate and load that drugstore and kill this, you know. He told me that is. You think that's right?
It could have happened that way.
Well, that's what he told me, and he's in town right now.
And who did it?
Well,
they think these niggers did it?
No, they didn't kill niggers because they had two niggers working in the place, what he told me. And he's in town now, and he's from Chattanooga. And he knows Brown, he knows all of them, and his uncle's in the clan there. And he's a young boy, he's been in the Marines, but he really knows his business. And he went down and looked, and he told me that's what happened. So he's been involved in quite a few little bit of stuff, according to his story around Nashville, Chattanooga, and in Georgia. So, I have no reason not to believe him, because he told me too much about Brown's operation, not to waste talking.
caught him against this boy up there in Union, New Jersey. Of course, he doesn't go to anything like that, but he's on our side.
Yeah.
And he's the one who puts out that common sense.
Yeah, he's putting it out now.
And he's an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
And darn, he's all man, too.
Well, now, you see, we'll talk to these other people. Now, you made up your mind that you're going to use the Constitutional Party as the front.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have...
States' Constitutional Party, states' rights. Yeah.
And then you're going to have the board strictly be secret. You know, nobody will be exposed except you.
Yeah.
See, because when we talk to them today, you want to know exactly what to tell them, where it's going to operate.
And we got to get up and set up a little fund there to get it operating.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Of course, I'm going to devote my time to it. I don't have any idea of getting elected to that city commission here without just making it cost them faster. It cost them, as it is, between $1,500 and $2,000 to beat me before. I want to make it cost another couple thousand dollars. They want to get rid of me, they buy my fucking property, and I'll get out of the damn town, see? In other words, they'll save money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that out in one of the damn bulletins there. See, I put out these little bulletins, like just a typewriter page, 8.5 by 11. And brother, don't you think they ain't waiting for me? Craig, God, when I don't put them out, Joe, where's the book?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that helps like hell, you know.
Bill, that'd go all over the country the same way. What did that do? That was just a trial proposition there. And if it worked in a little stinking town like that, it'd work anywhere.
Yeah.
See? Work anywhere.
I don't know. Kennedy's coming here, I think, on the 18th or something like that to make some kind of speech. I don't know what it is. But I imagine it'll be on the TV and you can be on the alert for that, so you can take that. But it's, he used to be, I think it's the 18th, he's supposed to be here to make a speech. And I don't even know what it's about. It's something up here that he's supposed to be here.
You can bet your bottom dollar you're going to have a lot to say about the Cubans because there's so many of them here.
Yeah, well, he'll have 1,000 bodyguards. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them Cubans.
Yeah, more bodyguards it gets, more easy it is to get them.
Huh?
Bodyguard it has, the more easy it is to get him.
Why in the hell do you figure the best way would be to get him?
From an office building. With a high fire rifle.
Huh?
How many people has he got going around the country that look just like him? Any idea about that?
No, I never have heard he had anybody.
Well, he's got them.
He has.
The report is they get, he's got about 15.
Going around to
goes to places that they know it's him and goes.
Yeah.
Well, he knows he's a marked man.
You think he knows he's a marked man?
Sure he is. He sure is. Yeah.
And they're going to really try to kill him.
Oh, yeah. It's in the working. Brown, you said it, but Brown, you just love him. Said so. He tried to get Martin Luther King.
He did?
Boy, as we followed him miles and miles, couldn't get close enough with him.
Is that right? What about it? You know exactly where it is in Atlanta, doesn't it? Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. I thought you sure on here. Yeah. Houston Street?
Yeah.
I don't know.
5:30.
No, Brown tried to get him, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he damn sure do it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why that's why we have to be careful. Now, you know that Brown is operating strong. He might shoot.
He ain't going for play, you know.
That's right. Well, he might. He might
for broke.
Huh?
He's going for broke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I never asked Brown anything about it. Business, they didn't tell me, you know, like he told this, but it's none of my business. But after the conversation with the way he talked with us, there's no question in my mind, well, knocked the church off of Birmingham, you can believe that. I mean, that's the way I figured it. I mean,
that's
I'm not
about the only way you can figure it.
Yeah, that's right.
Not being there, not knowing these things.
Just from his conversation, I mean, as me and you know him, I mean. But if he did, it's their business. But I mean, just like you say, I mean,
that's individual there.
That's individual operator. We don't want that within the party.
No.
But getting this Kennedy, I mean, getting this Kennedy, I tell you, is going to be a hard proposition. I believe. Now, you may have figured out to get him. You may have figured out to get him an office building that, but I don't know how them Secret Service, they may have covered all them office buildings at anywhere he's going. Do you know whether they do that or not?
Well, if they have any suspicion, they would, of course. But without suspicion, the chances are they wouldn't. Now, you take that Washington there. Of course, it's the wrong time of year now, but during the pleasant weather, he comes out on the veranda there. I thought it could be in a hotel room across the way there and pick him off just like somebody does.
Is that right?
Assemble the gun, get on out. Okay. Wouldn't have to take the gun up there, take it up there in pieces. Assemble it, take it up in pieces. Okay.
Well,
all those guns come knocking down, you can take them apart.
They've got a damn, this boy was telling me yesterday about an explosive that you get out of the army. It's supposed to be just like putty or something that you can stick it up and it's a small fuse and you can stick it right into the thing. Now he told me, he said, I think that's what happened at the church in Birmingham, that they just stuck this stuff, jumped out and stuck it under the step with a short fuse and went on about the business and went off. That's what he told me. Yeah, this boy's pretty smart on that demolition, is that what you call it?
Demolition. Organization.
Well, I'm gonna talk with him some more.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk with him some more and find out a lot more about his operation and because he knows a hell of a lot.
We need a guy like that around too. Anywhere we can put my finger on him when we want him.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna
Well, you've got somebody up in that country now if you really
we're gonna have to get that nasty. We're going to have to get nasty first place.
We get nasty, okay.
Yeah.
And you got the...
We got to be ready. We got to be sitting on go, too.
Yeah, that's right.
There ain't no countdown to it. We just got to be sitting on go.
Yeah.
See? Countdown, they can come, they can move in on you. Sitting on go, they can't.
Yeah.
Well, countdown's all right in a slow, prepared operation. Emergency operation, you gotta be sitting on a go.
Boy, if that Kennedy gets shot, we gotta know where we at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know, boy, that would be a real shaker to do that.
And they wouldn't leave any stone unturned there at all, no way.
Oh, hell no.
And, They'll pick up somebody within hours after anything like that would happen.
Oh yeah.
Just to throw the public off.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, somebody's gonna have to go to jail if he gets knocked.
Yeah. Just like that Bruno Hauptmann in that Lindbergh case, you know.
Yeah. Let me see if we got to get Keith. Coming back home.